quite a large delegation going from Sligo and Donegal, and indeed rural Ireland. And I suppose we're going up there to make sure that our voices are heard. We are an industry in neglect. The government have totally looked at us and didn't even mention VAT in the hospitality in the budget. They didn't even mention the hospitality industry, and which employs 270,000 people. You also have a general election coming up, and I'm standing on the doors of local businesses that are struggling right throughout rural Ireland and indeed Sligo. It doesn't affect restaurateurs. It affects hairdressers, taxi men, musicians, right across the board. And if there's no restaurants open, it's going to have a mental effect on the industry, and you're going to see mass job losses.
And Anthony, there was countless warnings being sounded from people like yourselves in the hospitality industry before the budget, saying if this VAT rate doesn't get lowered, more businesses are going to fall to the wayside. And I guess we're already seeing instances of that where people are closing up. And today, there's huge importance on it for yourselves, for your industry, saying, well, you're pretty much making a stand at this point, aren't you?
Look, enough is enough. We have to do something. Like, the government are heaping costs on all the SME sectors. It's not just the restaurant industry. Of course, we asked for the VAT rate to be reduced back down to 9%. They passed no heed of us. When it was at 9%, we were able to absorb costs. Now we have to pass them on to the consumer, which isn't correct. It's not something that I want to do personally, but it's the only choice. And therefore, then, people won't eat out as much. So that's why businesses are closing right up and down the country due to the actual costs of running a business that the government have heaped on top of us. So they have no other choice but to close their business. And indeed, four restaurants closed yesterday. One of them that has been in 30 years in business, Shanahan's on the Green in Dublin. So like, if they're closing in Dublin and they're closing in rural Ireland, it's just desperate for jobs. It's desperate for the producers, because obviously they're not going to be able to, nobody's going to be able to buy their products from producers if they're gone out of business. So it's a snowball effect on everything.